请我们打开以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚三十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们进步自肯。
This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it.
我们再看马太福音第十一章。
Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 11.
二十八节到三十节。
Verse 28 to verse 30.
马太福音第十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
还劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Come to me all you who are weary and burdened.And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
现在我们再翻回诗篇第九十一篇。
Now let's turn back to Psalm 91.
诗篇第九十一篇
Psalm 91
在前三个主日的纲要的里面，我提到把这一篇诗篇分成三段。
In last week's bulletin I have in the outline I have put this passage into three sessions.
第一节第二节就是信心。
And the first one and two will be concerning the faith.
从第三节到十三节就是诗人的经历。
And from verse 3 to 13 will be the experience of the psalmist.
从十四节到十六节就是神祝福的应许。
Then from verse 14 to 16 is the promised blessing.
我总是希望很快的愿意把这一篇的诗篇给弟兄姊妹们分享。
I would like to very quickly go through and share this psalm with you.
但是有的弟兄姊妹就反映说还是慢慢的讲。
And some brothers and sisters respond and say, maybe I can just speak it slowly.
我自己觉得我要把这一篇诗篇用三个月才讲完。
Then I thought maybe I'll use 3 months to preach on this particular psalm.
我觉得不大好意思。
Then I don't feel good about this.
但是我觉得若是为这弟兄姊妹的了解益处，我想我还是要慢慢的讲。
But for the understanding of brother and sister, I would like to just go slowly on this.
今天早上我原来预备从第三节讲到十三节。
Originally, I planned to speak on verse 3 to 13.
有弟兄姊妹反映所以我只能够从第三节讲到第八节。
But with your response, I would like to just share on verse 3 to verse 8.
我想稍微我们有一点的温习。
And we will have some revision first.
我们记得前一个主日我们提到信心。
And last Sunday, we mentioned about the faith.
这一个信心也可以说是我们的信仰。
And it also can be our belief.
我提到在有三点。
I have mentioned three points.
第一个，我们必须要知道我们信心的对象。
First, we must know the object of our faith.
第二个，我们必须要有信心的实际。
And secondly, we must have the reality of faith.
第三个，我们需要有信心的依靠。
And thirdly, we must rely on the faith.
这是很简单的，我们要知道我到底信心在哪里。
And briefly, this is let us know where our faith is.
那前一个主日我们提到信心的对象。
So last Sunday we talked about the object of the faith.
这个我们所相信的神乃是耶和华神。
And the God we believe in, Jehovah God.
我们可以说耶和华的意思就是是自由拥有的神。
The word Jehovah God means that I am who I am.
他也是昨天、今天、明天都是一样的。
And he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
所以我们就用一个字来代表他是。
So we will just use just one word that he is.
这个是没有过去，也没有现在，也没有将来。
And that he is, there is no past, no today, and no future.
这个是也可以说他有过去，有现在，也有将来。
And also it can mean that there is yesterday, there is today, and tomorrow.
我们常常听见主耶稣说，我是，我就是。
We heard Jesus always said that I am, I am.
第二个，我们所认识神，所相信的神，他乃是至高的神。
Then we believe the God we believe in is the God of Most High.
只有他是最大的。
He is the greatest.
只有他是最高的。
Only he is the highest.
他超过宇宙万物。
He's beyond the universe.
他超过万国万民。
He's beyond all nations and countries.
一切都在他的治理之下。
Everything is under his control.
虽然有时候我们就觉得这个世界不大公平。
Even though we may feel that there's no, not very fair in this world.
但是我们在整个的历史来看，我们看见几位神乃是主宰一切的神。
But from history, you can see that this God is the God who reigns over the world.
所以我们就用一个字来代表，就是配。
So we will use one word to represent this. He's worthy.
只有他是配。
Only he is worthy.
我们来到他的面前，我们只有服服的敬拜。
As we come before him, we will bow down and submit to him.
因为他是至高者。
Because he's the most high.
第三个，我们所相信的神乃是全能的神。
And then we, thirdly, we said that he's the almighty God.
他能够做一切。
He can do everything.
我们有时候怕神不能。
Sometimes we're afraid that God cannot do.
我们常常用自己的方法来帮助神。
So we use our own methods to help God.
神告诉我们说他是全能的神。
But God said he's the God of Almighty.
所以我们用一个字来代表就是他能。
So we use one word to represent that he is able.
这是我们信仰的内容。
And this is the content of our faith.
以后我们就看到信心的实际。
So we then look at the reality of our faith.
我们若是看到第一节、第二节，我们看到信心的实际。
From verse 1 and 2, we can see the reality of the faith.
信心的实际就是我们给几位我们所相信的神能够连在一起。
The reality is that we can be connected with the God we believe in.
信心的实际也可以说我们可以住在我们所相信神的里面。
And the reality is that we believe we can dwell in the Lord.
所以诗人就用有三个三个词来表明。
So the psalmist used three words to represent this.
一个就是第一节里面说到住在至高者的隐秘处。
And the first one he mentioned in verse one that he dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
我想这一个隐秘处，这个字是很简单的。
The word shelter is very simple.
但是里面是。意思非常深奥的。
But then there's a lot of meaning in this word.
这就是告诉我们说，我们能够住在神的里面。
It's saying that we can dwell in God.
我们也可以进入神的至圣所。
And we can enter the holy of the holy.
我们可以到神的面前。
To come before God.
这样就是住在全能者的荫下。
And that's like dwelling in the shelter of the Most
High. 第二个表明就是。九位的神所相信的神乃是我们的避难所。
And then it said that he is our refuge, the God we believe in.
凡是我们有一切的难处的时候，可以跑到他的里面去。
When we have troubles, we can come to him.
不管世界上有多少的风暴，我们可以跑到这位避难所的里面。
Regardless how big the storm is, we can still come to his refuge.
第三个词就是山寨。
And the third word is the fortress.
它是我们的山寨。
He is our fortress.
我们不但是在避难所去躲许多的灾难。
Not only we are in the refuge to escape from the troubles.
并且他可以叫我们能够站在磐石的上面。
He can have us stand on the rock.
这一个山寨可以说是一个非常一个有力量的军事的堡垒。
The fortress seems like it's a very strong stronghold.
不但我们可以站立。
Not only we can stand there,
并且也表明我们的得胜。
And it can represent that we have victory.
神乐意把谦卑的人高举起来。
God is willing to raise up those who are humble.
所以今天我们就看到我们所相信神所有的经历。
Now we will talk about the experience of those who believe.
也可以说是我们每一个信主的人的见证。
It can say that it's the witness of all those who believe in.
这一个见证，我们的经历可以说，耶和华是我们的拯救。
We can say that God is our salvation.
我们也可以说，我们所相信的耶和华神乃是你我的居所。
We can also believe that the God we believe in is also our shelter.
他不单是我们的避难所。
Not only he is our refuge.
他也成了我们的居所。
And become our dwelling place.
我们在他的居所的里面看见他的荣美。
And from the dwelling place, we can see his beauty.
我们在他的居所的里面可以享受他的温暖。
And we can enjoy the warmth in the dwelling place.
我们可以享受他的爱。
We can enjoy his love.
我们可以享受他的祝福。
We can enjoy the blessing.
我们更是在他的荣耀的里面。
We can be in his glory.
享受他给我们的荣耀。
To enjoy the glory he gives us.
但是在这一段的里面，我也可以把它分成两件的事情。
And from this passage, I can divide it into two incidents.
一个就是我们可以得着了安息。
And first, we can have rest.
另外一个后面就是得着了力量。
And then we can have strength.
他是我的拯救，我可以得着了安息。
Because he is my salvation, I can have rest.
他是我的居所，我可以享受他的一切，我可以享受他的安息。
I can enjoy everything, his rest, because he is my dwelling place.
这是神常常的呼召他的儿女。
This is the calling to the children from God.
在以赛亚第30章15节说，得救在乎归回安息。
And in Isaiah we read that the salvation has become that rest and coming back.
得力在乎平静安稳。
And with peace and rest, we have strength.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们救恩，我们不单单仅仅的得救。
Not only that we are saved,
并且我们是得胜而有余。
But we have overcome with extra strength.
所以我们不单是得救的基督徒。
Not only that we're Christian who have overcome.
我们也要成了一个得胜的基督徒。
We want to be a Christian who have victory.
我们感谢神，他的恩典是何等的大。
We thank God of his great grace on us.
让我们今天特别的看到第三节、第八节。
So today we will concentrate on verse 3 to verse 8.
就是我们认识如何的得着了安息。
We understand how we can receive the
rest. 如何我们可以跑到避难所的里面。
How can we come to the shelter, the refuge?
我们可以避免一切的恐惧。
And we can avoid all these fears that we may have.
一切的灾害。
And all these disasters.
让我们一起从第三节读到第八节。
Let's read from verse 3 to verse 8 together.
诗篇91篇第三节到第八节。
Psalm 91, verse 3 to verse 8.
我们用中文跟英文的一起读。
We can read it in Chinese or English together.
他必救你脱离不了人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。他的城市是大小的盾牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日。 也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。
只
有千人扑倒在我在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。你为
轻
见恶人
遭报。
在这里我简单的就分成三个小段。
And I have separated this into three little sections.
我常常用于分段。
I'd like to divide passage into sections.
目的希望弟兄姊妹能够容易记得。
So that people, brothers and sisters can remember
them easily. 这不是一个绝对的。
It's not an absolute.
这是我读经的方法。
This is the method I use in reading the Bible.
在这几节圣经的里面，我们可以看见三件事情。
From these few verses, we can see three things.
在第三节的里面，神就应许我们说他必拯救。
And in verse 3, there's a promise that he will save.
所以我用三个字说他必救。
And so I use these three words, he will save.
他若是救我们不是救了一半。
When he saves us, it's not just halfway.
他救我们就救我们到底。
He will save us completely.
在约翰福音13章第一节说他既然爱他的门徒就爱他们到底。
And in John 13 it said, since he loves his disciples, he loves them fully.
神做事出来不做一半。
When God does something, he will not just do it halfway.
或者做了百分九十。
Or maybe only 90%.
他做事总是有百分之百。
When he does something, it will be 100%.
他若是应许我们一件事情。
If he promises us something,
他就要完全的成就。
He will fulfill this completely.
这是你我的信心。
This is the faith we can have.
这是你我所相信的神。
This is the God we believe in.
是我们可信的神。
A God we can believe.
也是我们可交托的神。
And a God we can lift up our supplication.
我们可依靠的神。
We can rely on Him.
第二个，我也用三个字。
And second, I want to use three words
also. 他护庇。
He will protect.
他必保守。
He will protect us.
他会遮蔽我们。
He will cover us.
第三个告诉我们说不要怕。
And thirdly, he said, do not be fearful.
这个不要怕，并且在这里说到你必不怕。
Oh, he said, you will not fear.
所以第五节说到你必不怕。
In verse 5, he said, you will not fear.
第六节说也不要怕，也不怕。
And then it said that, do not need to be afraid.
所以我们看到他怎么样拯救我们。
So we can see that how he saved us.
在第三节的里面说到他必救你脱离不了人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。
In verse 3 it said he will, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence.
我想诗人把我们用鸟做比喻。
And the psalmist compares to the birds.
好像有时候我们不大服气。
And sometimes we may not be satisfied.
我们说我是人不是鸟。
You can tell the psalmist, I'm not a bird.
但是诗人为什么我们很容易了解我们的经历的时候，就把我们当作鸟。
And sometimes psalmist want us to understand, so he treat us like a bird.
这一个鸟可以说是一个小鸟。
And we can say that this might be just a little bird.
这一个鸟也可以说很单纯的鸟。
Maybe very simple.
好像麻雀一样的。
Just like the sparrow.
好像小乌鸦一样的。
And maybe like the
常常的找人的麻烦。
And maybe have a lot of troubles.
我们常常不太欢喜麻雀。
And many times we don't like the sparrow.
我们比较欢喜燕子。
We like the swallow.
它也不像老鹰一样的。
Maybe not like the eagle.
飞在高空。
Can fly up high in the air.
它常常在寻找它的食物的时候就被掳到网罗的里面。
But many times when they're seeking for food, they enter into the fowler's snare.
弟兄姊妹，诗人警戒我们说我们好像小鸟，有时候被落在哪一个不了人的网罗的里面。
The psalmist have warned us that sometimes we are like the little birds falling into the fowler's snare.
这个网罗是谁所做的？
And who had made this fowler's snare?
圣经常常告诉我们说，有一个恶者，他的诡计常常把我们掳在网罗的里面。
The Bible tells us that there's a wicked one who always put us in the fowler's snare.
在哥林多后书第二章第十一节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
保罗就警戒当时的教会的信徒。
And Paul had warned against the Christian during that time.
务必要免得撒旦趁着机会来胜过我们。
So that the Satan will not have the opportunity to overcome us.
因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
Because we do not, we know of his wicked plan.
这个不了人的网络可以说有很多的诡计在里面。
So this fellow had a lot of wicked plans.
这一个诡计乃是从灵界而来的。
And this is coming from the spiritual realm.
这一个诡计乃是从空中的那个掌权者而来的。
It's from the dominion of the in the air.
这一个诡计常常的撒旦骗满了，用他的邪灵骗满了每一个地方。
And Satan used the evil spirit to deceive many people.
他总是要引起人眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲。并今生的骄傲。
He wants to arouse the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of this world.
借着世界上的许多的事情，把我们不落在他的所设计的诡计的网罗的里面。
He will put us into the spotless snare using all these things of the world.
但是另外一个诡计。
But there is another wicked plan.
我们也常常被掳在那个网罗的里面。
That we always fall into this.Snare also.
这一个诡计不是哪一个空中掌权者的诡计。
And it's not a wicked plan from the dominion in the air.
这一个诡计乃是一个人的诡计。
And it's the plan of, wicked plan of man.
人常常也会设下哪一个诡计把人掳在网罗的里面。
Sometimes man will put a wicked plan and a snare so that we will fall into it.
这就是以弗所第四章十四节告诉我们。
And this is recorded in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14.
他说使我们不再做小孩子。
So that he said, so that we won't be like children anymore.
住了人的诡计。
That we will fall into the wicked plan of man.
被一切异教之风摇动。
That we will be swayed by all this heresy.
飘来飘去。
That will be going from side to side.
就随从各样的异端。
Then we will follow all this heresy.
弟兄姊妹，我今天不能够给诸位来解明说到底这一个网罗是什么。
Today I cannot explain what is this snare.
这一个毒害的瘟疫是什么。
What is this deadly pestilence?
我相信我们读的时候就觉得哦，这就是 SARS.
Maybe when we read it, okay, this is SARS.
其实有很多很多的病毒。
There are many, many pestilence around.
很多很多的这个细菌。
And many bacteria around us.
都可以危害我你我。
And they can harm us.
但是有一件事情。
But there's one thing.
保罗劝勉当时的教会的弟兄姊妹。
Paul encouraged the Christians of that generation.
他说不要再做小孩子。
Do not be like children.
中了人的诡计。
That you will fall into the snare of the fowler.
就随从了异教之风。
And then you will follow the heresy.
并且随从各样的异端。
And then you will follow the saying.
我们在属灵的方面。
Spiritually.
实在我们也要注意。
We have to pay attention.
我们不能够停在仅仅的得救的哪一个平面上。
We cannot just stay at the plane of only salvation.
我们乃是站在救恩的根基，生命的基础，我们乃是要活出生命。
When we are standing in the rock of life, that we need to live that life.
就告诉我们说，不单我们是一个得救的人。
Telling us that not only we are saved,
我们也是要得力的人。
We are to receive the strength also.
并且我们要一个做成一个得胜的基督徒。
And we are to be a victorious Christian.
所以保罗就在以弗所第六章就讲这个道理。
So Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 he mentioned about this.
他就说我还有末了的话。
He said, I have some words that I want to say.
你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
He said, "You by God's strength, you are to be a strong person."
弟兄姊妹，基督徒不是软趴趴的。
Brother and sister, Christian is not just a weak person.
基督徒也不是可欺负的。
and we cannot be bullied on.
基督徒也不是一个可欺骗的。
And we cannot be deceived.
但是他愿意忍受人的欺负。
But they are willing to endure the bully.
因为他为着神的爱，他仍然爱这许多攻击我们的人。
But because of the love of God, we still love those who attack us.
他为着哪一个生命的见证，他仍然愿意忍受这许多的凌辱。
For the witness sake, we still bear all these shameful acts.
我们乃是要做刚强的人。
We are to be a strong person.
能够在这许多的事情上、生活上，能够成了一个美好的见证。
So that we can become a good witness in our lives.
也能够把神的爱分享出去。
So we can share the love of God also.
所以我们可以看到这一个网罗是什么。
So we can see what this snare is.
这一个毒害的瘟疫是什么。
What is this deathly pestilence?
今天可以说仇敌要用许多的诡计来叫许多的基督徒陷入那个网罗的里面。
Today the wicked one wants to have used many plans so that we will fall into this snare.
今天也有很多的异端邪说要迷惑你我。
And many heresy today to confuse us.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当我们落在网罗的里面。
When we fall into the fowler's snare.
当我们落在那个异端的里面。
When we fall into that heresy.
神仍然不放弃。
But God will not give us up.
如果是我们真正的曾经在主的里面回承认我们的罪悔改愿意开我们的心门接受主耶稣基督做我们的救主。
If we have truly have repented our sin, acknowledge Him, and receive Him as our Lord and Savior,
他要把他复活的生命、永远的生命赐给凡接受他的人。
He will give that life of resurrection to all those who receive Him.
但是我们在生活上，我们还是会软弱。
But we will still be weak in our daily life.
我们偶然还是会跌倒。
Occasionally, we will still fall back.
我们偶然还是会落在哪一个仇敌的诡计的里面。
Occasionally, we still fall into the wicked plan.
我们偶然还是会听从这许多的异端邪说。
And occasionally, we still listen to those heresy.
但是我们的主仍然要拯救你我。
But our Lord will still save us.
我们仍然要到主的面前。
We still have to come to the Lord.
我们承认我们的罪。
To acknowledge our sin.
我们仍然靠着他的宝血。
By his blood.
他仍然赦免你我的罪。
He will still forgive our sin.
拯救我们从那个患难里面出来。
To save us out of this trouble.
这是约翰一书第一章第八节第九节神所应许给我们的。
This is the promise that was recorded in 1 John 1, 8 and 9.
他说我们若是说我们自己无罪便是自欺。
He said, if we say we have no sin, then we deceive ourselves.
我们若是承认我们的罪。
But if we acknowledge our sin.
那你告诉我们说神是信实的是公义的。
He said, God is faithful and just.
他说必要赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive our sin.
除去我们的不义。
And remove all our unrighteousness.
让我们不要再做小孩子。
So that we can no longer be.
让我们的教会能够成为在基督的里面长大。
So that we can grow as a church in Christ.
真正能够显明神儿子的身量。
So that we can reveal the stature of the Son of God.
第二个，我们看到第四节。
And secondly, we can see from verse 4.
第四节说，他必用自己的翎毛。遮蔽你。
He said he will cover you with his feathers.
你要投靠在他翅膀底下。
And you will fall, come under his wings.
他的诚实是大小盾牌。
His faithfulness will be our shield and rampart.
这里短短的一节的圣经里面也讲到三件的事情。
In this brief verse, there are three incidents here.
第一件事情说，神必用自己的翎毛来遮蔽我们。
The first one, God will use His own feathers to cover us.
第二个说，我们要投靠在他的翅膀的底下。
And he said, the second one, we will find refuge under His wings.
第三个告诉我们说，他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
And thirdly, his faithfulness will become our shield and rampart.
当我读的时候，我心中充满了喜乐。
When I read it, I was filled with joy in my heart.
我充满了赞美。
I fill with praise.
实在是感谢神。
And I thank God.
神的恩典是何等的大。
His grace is so great.
神的爱是何等的深。
His love is so deep.
哦，他用自己的翎毛来遮蔽你。
He will cover us with his feathers.
这个中文的翻译我觉得是挺好的。
I think the Chinese have very good translation.
这个翎字是有权柄在里面。
The feather in charge, that there's authority in there.
我不晓得以前当官的人是说什么花翎什么啊，他戴的帽子啊，就是说一个翎，那个是一个权柄地位在那个地方。
Before in the army, the general had this feather in their head.
我们若是说这个羽毛好像是软趴趴的。
We thought that the feathers is very soft and weak.
但这里神说他用他的那个翎毛是一个很有力量的那一个毛。
And God said he used the feathers and this feathers with strength.
这个毛不是那一个麻雀的羽毛。
It's not the feathers of the sparrow.
这一个翎毛乃是像老鹰一样的那个翅膀，非常有力量的翎毛。
It's like the feathers of the eagle, filled with strength.
他说他要用自己的翎毛来遮蔽你。
So he will use his own feathers to cover you.
我是想到神有时候非常非常的客气。
And I think God is very
polite.
polite.
我们有没有想到神有时候非常的谦卑？
And he sometimes may be very humble.
我们觉得我不服气那个，我是小鸟。
And sometimes we don't think that we are just a little bird.
但是神自己常常把他当作什么？当作鸟。
But God sometimes will call himself as bird.
在圣经的里面，我们若是读的时候，可以看到有三种的鸟，神所要用的。
But we can read from the Bible there are three kinds of birds that God will use.
第一个。神用自己当作老鹰。
And first God used the eagle to describe himself.
当神要叫摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他说我是好像老鹰一样。
When he asked Moses to take the Israelites out, he said, I'm like the eagle.
在出埃及第十九章第四节说，我好像鹰一样的把你们将你们背在我的翅膀的上面。
In Exodus, he said, I'm like eagle carrying you on my wing.
哪一个鹰乃是有力量的？
And the eagles have a lot of strength.
哪一个鹰用它的翅膀来来那个背哪一个小鹰？
And the eagles will use his wings to carry the little eagle.
不单是这样的。在生命记三十二章第十一节。
It's not only that, and also in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy also.
神自己又说，我好像老鹰、母鹰一样的要巢动哪个鹰的窝。
And it's like I'm like the mother eagle, like to stir up the nest.
在雏鹰以上。
And above the little eagles.
当他搅动哪一个巢窝的时候，哪一个小鹰就跌下去。
And as he stirs the nest, the little eagle will fall.
这个时候，这个母鹰就在哪一个小鹰的上面。
And this time, the mother eagle is on top of the little eagle.
但是他看见哪一个小鹰飞飞飞飞不动的要跌下去的时候，又他在哪一个雌鹰的下面。扶着哪一个小鹰
As the little eagles ran out of strength, could not fly anymore, is falling, and then he will come underneath the little eagles.
这是看到神的眷顾
And this is seeing the caring of our God.
神如何眷顾哪一个小鹰
How he cares for the little eagle.
神也如何的眷顾你我
And he will have the same care for you and I.
有时候神要用他的方法给我们有点难处。
And sometimes he will give us some difficulties in his training.
好让我们有一点的操练。
So that we have some training.
好像有时候我们快要跌倒了。
Seems like we will be falling apart.
有时候几乎我们觉得哎呀我的所相信的神在哪里。
And sometimes we will ask, where's the God I believe in?
但是 我们所相信的神仍然在上面在下面都扶持着我们。
And yet the God we believe in sometimes on top and sometimes on the
knee. 第二个神就用母鸡来代表他自己。
And the second, he will use the mother chicken.
我们看谁像母鸡一样的。
Who is like the mother hen?
当主耶稣最后的路程的时候。
And in his final journey in this world.
在马太福音第23章37节我们的主就为着了耶路撒冷哀叹。
And when in Matthew, it mentioned that he was sighing for Jerusalem.
他说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊。
He said, Oh Jerusalem, Oh Jerusalem.
他不是单单为着了耶路撒冷之城。
Not only for the city of Jerusalem.
他乃是为着了耶路撒冷里面的这许多的百姓。
But for all the people within Jerusalem.
他们曾经是敬拜神的。
They worship God before.
他有个心愿愿意做神的儿女。
They want to be the children of God.
但是他们仍然的不愿意听从神的话。
But they are not willing to listen to the word of God.
所以他非常的悲哀的为着耶路撒冷的人民而哀叹。
So he was sorrowful and mourning for the people in Jerusalem.
他说我多次愿意聚集你们好像母鸡聚集他的小鸡在他的翅膀以下。
And he said, I want to gather you so much just like the mother chicken want to gather the little chicks.
只是你们不愿意。
But you are not willing.
你们有没有养过小鸡?
Have you raised any chickens?
我想小妹有一次说她有小鸡 要问我要不要。
And one time, sister小妹 asked me, do I want any chicken?
但是我小的时候非常欢喜小鸡。
When I was young, I liked little chickens a lot.
我也欢喜养鸡。
And I want to raise them.
你真的养母鸡的时候，叫它孵蛋，啊，下蛋以后孵小鸡的时候，你就会了解说，母鸡怎么样爱小鸡。
When the mother chicken have the eggs and then have the chicken come out, you will see the love of the mother chicken.
那个母鸡孵小鸡的时候，那个样子真是难看。
And because they look very ugly at that time.
你不要觉得那个妈妈不漂亮。
You don't think that the mother are not pretty.
哎呀，哪一个妈妈常常为着了儿女变成了丑陋。
And many times for the sake of the children, they become not as pretty.
但是她为着了聚集小鸡。
For the sake to gather the chicken.
免得哪个老鹰要把小鸡抓去。
And the eagle wants to take away the little chicken.
哎，免得那或者那个小狗要把它吃掉。
Or the dog will come grab them away.
或者小猫要来把小鸡抓去。
Or the cat will come take them away.
他就聚集那个小鸡在他的翅膀的下面。
He will gather all the little chickens around her nest, her wing.
可惜多少的时候我们不愿意。
But many times we're not willing.
但是摩西的经历。
But in the experience of Moses,
摩西要劝勉这几百万的以色列人。
Moses wants to encourage these millions of Israelites.
如何的在神的护庇之下。
How to come under the protection of God.
经过了多少的灾害。
So, through so many disasters.
经过多少埃及的疾病。
Through so many plagues that coming out from Egypt.
经过多少的这许多的病毒。
And through so many pestilence.
但是如何的神仍然眷顾他们。
But God still take care of them.
所以他说你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
So he said that you not, must come under his wing for to find
refuge. 哪一个地方是我们最安全的地方？
Where's the safest place?
第一首诗歌说这个世界没有一个安全的地方。
There's a hymn saying that there's no safety place in this world.
但是在主里面乃是真正的得着了安全。
But in the Lord we can receive the true peace.
他说你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
So you must come under his wing for to find refuge.
不单他是这样的保护我们。
Not only that he will protect it like that.
不单他是常常的呼召我们回到他的面前。
He will call us back to himself.
他说他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
He said his faithfulness become our shield and rampart.
Yeah, 在英文的里面有两个字。
In the English, there are two words.
在中文的里面就是大小的盾牌。
In Chinese, don't translate the big and small shield.
小的盾牌可以拿在手上。
The little one, you can hold it in your hand.
小的盾牌乃是在你我的面前。
And it will come in front of us.
大的盾牌乃是一个山寨。
And the large shield is like a fortress.
在哪一个地方乃是一个堡垒。
It's like a castle.
我们在哪一个地方不但我们可以站立起来。
Not only we can stand up there.
在哪一个地方并且我们能够攻破仇敌的阴雷。
And we can enter into all these wicked plans of the enemy.
他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
His faithfulness become our shield and
我们的神他说他就但是。
And our God just say this.
他是诚实的。
He is faithfulness.
他从来没有说了以后他不成就。
Never has he done say anything without accomplishing them.
他要成就他的应许。
He will fulfill his promise.
让我们真的思考他。
Let us all believe in him.
我们有没有这样的经历?
Do we have this kind of experience?
神曾经应许你以后他反悔了。
That God had promised something and then he regretted.
因为他既然爱他的门徒就爱他们到底。
Since he loved his disciples, he will love them fully.
希伯来书第七章第24节25节说到他既然拯救我们就拯救到底。
In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24 and 25, he said, Since he wants to save us, he will save us completely.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人,他都拯救到底。
And those who want to come unto him, he will save them completely.
因为他是长远活着替我们祷告。
Because he lives forever and praying for us.
我们的主仍然在父神的宝座的面前。
Our Lord is still on the throne of our God.
他关心你我许许多多的难处。
He had concern with all the difficulties we have.
让我们把一切的忧虑。
So we can lift up all our worry.
写给他。
To him.
他就必成全。
And he will accomplish those.
第三个在这里第五节到第八节告诉我们说你必不怕。
And thirdly, he said, in verse 5 to verse 8, he said, you will not fear.
他说不怕黑夜的惊骇,
he said, you will not fear the terror of night.
或者白绿飞的箭,
nor the arrow that flies by day.
也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫,
nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness.
或是午间灭人的毒病,
nor the plague that destroys at midday.
也不要怕这许多人死亡, 是有千人扑倒在你旁边,
and not to afraid all these people who die, 1,000 may fall at your side.
万人扑倒在你右边,
10,000 at your right hand.
这灾却不得临近你,
but it will not come near you.
你们有没有这样的经历?
Do you have this experience?
有没有看到哪个黑夜行的瘟疫?
Have you seen the pestilence that stops in the darkness?
午间灭人的疾病,
and the plague that destroys at midday?
你有没有遇见过黑夜的惊骇?
Have you encountered the fear and the terror of night?
或是白绿飞的箭,
or the arrow that flies by day?
我就觉得我的人生是比较坎坷,
and I think my life is a little bit more simple.
Tragedy.
Tragedy.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
从这许多的非常悲惨的经历的里面，我其实更多的了解神的话语。
But from these experiences, I can even understand the Word of God more.
我很小的时候就经过了中日战争。
And when I was young, I passed through the war between China and Japan.
那个时候不单是战争。
Not only there were wars then.
也是有许多的瘟疫。
There was a lot of pestilence.
我们晚上好像走出去的时候, 一个阴影就好像在那边行走。
When we walk out by night, it seems like there's a shadow of death coming around.
在这里诗人说, 黑夜行的瘟疫。
And he said, the psalmist said, the terror of night.
这个瘟疫好像会行走。
Seems like this can walk.
我们有没有注意到, 而且SARS渐渐才在那边行走。
It seems like, you know, the SARS is also moving.
虽然人说, 这个人, 到哪一个地方以后传染。
And you may say that this person go to that place or so it become contagious to another place.
但是真正的瘟疫的时候, 也不是因着人的控制可以把它除掉。
But the true pestilence, it cannot be removed just by the human effort.
乃是神的真理。
But it's the truth of God.
人需要真正的悔改到主的面前。
We must truly repent and come to God.
神必除掉一切埃及的疾病。
He will remove all the illness from Egypt.
这个疾病会行走。
And this pestilence can move.
这个中午的午间的灭人的灭人的毒病。
And this the pestilence that will stalk this plague that will destroy at midday.
中午有时候我家里的人说你不要出去。
And sometimes at noontime, my family said you don't want to go out.
我记得有一年霍乱临到我们的那乡村。
I remember one year the cholera came to our village.
那个时候第二天起来的时候人就说哦这一家的人整个都死掉。
And one day they get up, the whole family died.
他也没有亲戚来来帮他们那个料理那后事。
And there's no relative to come to take care of the funeral things.
And 那个时候也没有殡仪馆。
And that time there's no funeral homes.
那就请很多的我们那边叫土工。
And just we just asked some laborers.
这样的人就是给人挖坟墓的。
And those who they would dig up the
给人抬棺木的。
Graveyard and then carry the coffin.
只有这样的人，他可能有免疫性。
And those people may be immune from these.
所以他就来处理这许多事情。
So they come and take care of that things.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
真是在哪一个时候，好像都是在恐怖的里面。
Since at that time we live in terror.
但是我们是依靠的神。
But the God we rely on.
他乃是叫我们不必害怕的神。
He's the one who said, do not be fearful.
或者说必不害怕的。
Those who are not afraid.
不必害怕有时候我们还可以害怕。
Do not need to fear, sometimes we still fear.
必不害怕我们一定是不要怕。
And will not fear, so we will not be fearful.
因为主与我们同在。
Because the Lord is with us.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他常常与你我同在。
They are with us all the time.
不单是摩西经历了他的同在。
Not only Moses experienced his abidance.
我们不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
大卫的时代也是经历了主的同在。
In David's time, he also experienced the abidance of God.
特别在诗篇第二十三篇第四节。
Especially in Psalm 23 verse 4.
大卫亲身的经历到我虽然经过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
And David experienced, even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death,
因为你与我存在。
Because you are with me.
你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
Your staff and your rod will comfort me.
我们感谢神，他差遣他的独生儿子来到世上。
We thank God he has sent his only son to this world.
他是与你我同在的神。
The God who will be with us, you and I.
他常常用他的温柔的声音呼召我们。
He used his gentle voice to call us.
不但呼召我们得着了安息。
Not only to call us into his rest.
不但呼召我们享受安息。
To call us to enjoy his rest.
他并且当我们惧怕的时候。
And during the time when we are fearful.
他常常告诉他的门徒说放心不要怕是我。
And he always tells his disciples, take heart, do not be afraid, it is I.
弟兄姊妹这简单的话是何等的宝贵。
Such a simple word, but it's so precious.
在许多的难处的时候纷乱的时候几乎丧命的时候我们的主会向你说放心。
During the time when we have difficulties, when we have storms, there will be this voice, and our Lord will comfort us that we are
to take heart. 并且告诉他的门徒说是我。
And he will tell his disciple, it is I.
门徒看见他以为是鬼怪。
When the disciples saw him thinking that he's a ghost.
但是主耶稣告诉他的门徒说是我。
But our Lord told his disciple, it is I.
是我的意思乃是我在你的当中。
Meaning that I am within you.
是我的意思我乃是自由拥有的神。
It is I, meaning that I am the one, I am who I am.
是我的意思乃是说你必不怕。
And it is I, meaning that you will not fear.
这三句话常常成了 我里面的内心的力量。
These three words always become the strength within my heart.
也成了我内心的极大的安慰和鼓励。
And also become the comfort and encouragement within my heart.
主耶稣说放心。
And our Lord said, take heart.
是我。
It is I.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
但愿圣灵一样的向你我说话。
May the Spirit speak to you the similarly.
好让借着这一篇的诗篇。
Through this psalm.
借着这几节的圣经
，through these few verses，
叫我们能够安稳在主的里面
，that we can rest in Him，
享受他的安息
，to enjoy His rest。
我们低头做祷告
，let's bow our head and pray。
亲爱的主，我们感谢你
，dear Lord， we thank you。
我们要赞美你
，we want to praise you。
我们赞美你奇妙的作为
，praise you about your wonderful work。
我们赞美你是我们的神。
We praise you because you are our God.
我们赞美你是配得我们敬拜的。
We praise you because you're worthy for our worship.
我们赞美你，你为我们做这样奇妙又奇妙的许多的事情。
We praise you because you have done so many wonderful things.
我们来到你的面前，只有匍匐的敬拜。
We come and bow down before you.
主啊，求主再一次的向我们说话。
Lord, may you speak to us one more time.
主啊，求主行走在我们的当中。
Lord, abide within us.
与我们同在。
To be with us.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.